Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and good evening. Welcome to the Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast. Heard every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on blogtalkradio.com, Full Gospel House of Prayer. Every Tuesday night. If you would like to send in an email, email us at fghprayer@yahoo.com. That's fghprayer@yahoo.com. It's now time for the Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast.
Minister Jerome.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you. Father, thank you for allowing us to be on this line. Father, we ask that you prepare the hearts and minds, oh Father, to receive this right now word that we're about to receive. We thank you for the seeds of this word falling on good ground and growing, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you would drive out any kind of distraction that would try to steal from this word. You said faith cometh by hearing and by hearing your word. And we're on this line to receive from you, O Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Sister Tamara.
Welcome all to our Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We also have a prayer line service on Wednesday evening. It begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And the Wednesday night number is 916-588-9688. Then during our once-a-month in-person Sunday service, you can tune into the entire church service live by calling in on the 916 number. Special prayer requests can always be written into the P.O. Box, and that's Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. You can also write in those prayer requests to our website, which is fullgospelhouse.org. We do have a Facebook, and that's FGH Prayer, Sacramento, California, and our Twitter handle is FGH Prayer. We are planning our next in-person service for the second Sunday in October, which will be October 8th. In-person services begin at 12:30, and we will be meeting inside of Christ Unity Baptist Church, 1320 L Street in the city of Modesto, California, 95354. We enter in the rear. Just a reminder that we're continuing to use Zelle through Bank of America to support the ministry with tithes and offerings. It's very simple. You will log into your Zelle account, and then you will type in Full Gospel House of Prayer, and we're linked again with that email, which is fghprayer@yahoo.com. If you're using the P.O. Box to send in your tithes and offerings, please feel free to continue to do so. And now Sister Penny has a special announcement.
Yes, thank you, Sister Tamara. The special announcement is that we made an announcement last week concerning the shut-in for October the 28th. Well, an update, we will no longer have a shut-in next month. As a matter of fact, it's been moved up to this coming Saturday, September the 30th at 5 p.m. Again, there will be no shut-in next month in October, but the shut-in will happen this Saturday on the 30th at 5 o'clock. Thank you. God bless. Back to you, Sister Tamara.
I want to explain why. I was trying to accommodate people, but as I was praying today and the Lord said, as he spoke to Moses for the Exodus, it was an emergency, and they had to leave immediately. This is an emergency shut-in, and there's so many are going through emergency problems, and this is an emergency shut-in. And I call the ones that are having an emergency problem already and let them know that I will be praying for them at the altar on Saturday. And so this is so important. So that's why the Holy Spirit just put a check in my spirit, and I was obedient. Back to Sister Tamara.
Praise God. It's now time for our testimonies. Please remember to try to keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less, and please mute your phone when you're not speaking. God bless.
Do anyone have a testimony tonight? If there is any more testimony, isn't any testimony, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your Word to minister to the knees tonight, that your Word, God, would take us over, and you anointed, God, that would bring forth deliverance, ears open, and God, we'll come out of slumber and sleep because of your anointing. Bring us into a place of awakening by faith in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Please turn to Exodus 5, verses 2 through 7, and Mark 9 and 29. That's Exodus 5, 2 through 7, Mark 9 and 29. We get those two books. Could you please say amen?
Amen.
This is a word about a stubborn spirit. The enemy is a stubborn, and he brings affliction. So this is why we're going to the shed-in, because there's the enemy is stubborn. He is not going to change, and he's persistent, and he's steadfast on what he's doing to the saints in this hour. He refused to change, and he's insensitive to what he's doing to us. He has no feeling at all. He's steadfast in it, and he refused to yield. He's unyielding, and he's persistent in these. And he constantly is causing affliction. If you don't get it now, you're going to get it later. He's the enemy, and he's constantly causing calamities and disorders and plagues and pain, suffering, ailments, all kinds of torments and all kinds of troubles and hardship. He's persistent in this because he's stubborn, because he knows he's lost the game. And so many saints don't even realize that. But it's for real. It's the Word of God. We're in perilous time. Time is short. And I go through the Bible completely every year, and I'm in the book of Revelation right now, and it's just, he said, when you read that book, you get a blessing out of it. And I'm just getting a blessing as I read the book of Revelation. And it's telling me everything that Satan is in the end time. And so it's not time to accommodate people. It's time to accommodate the Spirit of God, because that's a stubborn spirit. And that stubborn spirit is working in such a place now where some people are taking medication and it's not being effective. He's blocking everything that he can possibly block in our lives in this hour. And he's in a spirit where it's so satanic. It's like a spirit of circulation. It's moving. It's a constantly moving over people's lives. It's like it's circulating. You know, with something circulating, it's continuous, freely moving. It's moving from person to person. And it's just spreading from person to person. But you know, Satan is the prince of the air. And it's like in the wind. It's like on a whirlwind, as never before in this time we're living in. And it's just scattering. It's going round and round in a circle. And everybody exposed to it, whether you believe it or not, he's the prince of the air. The Bible says he is the prince of the air, and he's moving in a circle of spirit in this hour, freely moving because he's the prince of the air. And he's rotating now as never before, going round and round in circles. And he's continuously to do it. And I am so concerned as a believer, as a disciple of the Holy Spirit, to pray when God move over my spirit to pray. Because Satan is unyielding. He's insensitive. He don't have any feelings. And he's a spirit that's bringing such disorder in people's lives. Like that, my kids used to love that candy when they was a kid, when they were children. now and later. If you don't get it now, you get it later. But you have to be prepared. And yet always be in preparation. That's what the Bible said, man should always pray and not faint. And you're going to see by the word of God. Exodus 5, 2 through 7, please.
And it reads, and Pharaoh said, who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I know not the Lord, neither will I let Israel go. And they said, the God of the Hebrews has met with us. Let us go, we pray thee, 3 days' journey in the desert, and sacrifice unto the Lord our God, lest he fall upon us with pestilence or with the sword. And the king of Egypt said unto them, wherefore do ye Moses and Aaron let the people from their works get you unto your burdens? And Pharaoh said, behold, the people of the land now are many, and yea, make them rest from their burdens. And Pharaoh commanded the same day that the taskmaster of the people and their officers, saying, ye shall no more give the people straw to make bricks, as heretofore let them go and gather straw for themselves.
This is Pharaoh, a hard taskmaster, a king that was stubborn and brought affliction on the people. He increased the affliction. He increased the pressure and the workload on these people, and because he was ordered by Satan, he was used by Satan to increase pressure, to overload the people, to overwork the people, to in such a place he was killing them, some of them off. And he had a hard heart and he was stubborn. He was used by Satan. He was disobedient to God. He didn't care about God. He said, who is the Lord? He didn't care about God. He said, I'm not listening to your God. I'm not letting your people go. I don't know your Lord. I'm not letting Israel go. And they were asking him one thing, let us go and sacrifice to our Lord, or we will be destroyed. And Pharaoh said to Moses and Aaron, what do you mean by neglecting my word to let them go and sacrifice? He said, you got more people than the Egyptian. You want to stop working? And he commanded those farmers that was over them to stop giving them straws, making it even harder. Don't give them any more straws to make brick, but make them go and find it for themselves. More affliction. This is the spirit of Satan in demonstration. In demonstration. He put pressure. He placed affliction. He was a hard taskmaster. He was unyielding. He didn't care. He had a hard heart. He was persistent. He was cruel. He was unyielding. And most of all, he was steadfast because he didn't have any feeling. Those are the characteristics of Satan. Open up your eyes tonight because those are the attributes of Satan. He is your enemy. While you're moving around doing everything you do, you have an enemy who is the prince of the air, who's circulating, who's continuously moving like a whirlwind. He's moving like a whirlwind. He's spreading like a whirlwind. He's rotating constantly. He never stands still. The Bible says he's the prince of the air. He's like a whirlwind in the wind, totally scattering, moving in circles, landing somewhere. Why? To cause problems. That you become helpless because you can't fight the wind. It takes the Holy Spirit to do that. And that's why God is called. There's people going through affliction. Medication is not working. Doctors giving them medication. And the medication, it's not effective. There are some people going through such affliction that the same things is constantly, the problem just consistent. The hardship keep coming back. The same kind of setback comes back over. Oh, it's constant. It's a spirit that keep on bringing them the same old setback. Same old constant failures. Same old lack. The same old problems. This is real, saints of God. It's some people have been going through the same thing. I've seen some people go from the time I met them, the same old situation, the same old affliction, the same old problem. Satan is in their business continuously bringing forth affliction. It's a lift up for a few minutes and a fall down on them like a whirlwind again and again and again. The same old setbacks. This is really a word from God, whether people receive it or not. Worldwide. Worldwide. There are places now where people are going to doctors, and doctors really telling them now in this time, do you want to still be tortured, because this is what you're doing. You're being tortured because we can't do anything else. Do you want to still persist in being tortured because we've done everything we can do? Because you're really being tortured. You're being tormented. This is for real, because things are not, it's not working. It's not working. And this is why God is calling this shut in. Because some things is not working. And the enemy is not yielding. He's a cruel spirit. He's unyielding. He's unshakable. He's insensitive because he's circulating. He knows his time is short. And the word of God says any time will be perilous times. And the devil is going forth roaring like a to and forth like a roaring lion. If some people's living from paycheck, maybe 60% of the people's living from paycheck to paycheck, just barely making it through paycheck to paycheck. If there's a something happen, they're not going to be able to even do that. Just barely making it. Over 60% of the people, the middle class is almost fading out. And it's the mercy of God that's keeping people able to pay their bills, to have shelter. And some people can't even afford to live alone. I'm talking about some old grown people. Because the cost of living is so out of control. Those things are called affliction, people of God. They're called setback, people of God. And it takes the Holy Spirit to stop the circulation. It takes the Holy Spirit to stop the spread. Mark 9:29, please.
And it reads, and he said unto them, This kind can come forth only by nothing but prayer and fasting.
This was a situation where there was some spirit that the disciple did cast out. But this particular spirit, Jesus told the disciple, such a spirit could only come out by prayer and fasting. If you don't get this, you are brain cell dead. Really, you will sleep on this line. Jesus told his disciples, this is the New Testament. You can't use an excuse of the Old Testament. There were some spirits that they were able to cast out. But Jesus explained to his disciples, this particular kind of spirit, this unusual spirit, such a spirit as this, can only come out by prayer and fast. I mean, this is an uncommon spirit. This is a unique spirit. This is an unusual spirit. That's what a stubborn spirit is and a spirit of affliction is. And only the power of God and his ability stop that spirit from circulating. Stop that spirit from continuously. Stop that spirit from spreading, from rotating. Stop that spirit from scattering, from going around in circles. That's what he was explaining to the disciples. There are some people, and some they don't believe in fasting and praying. I've heard ministers and pastors and people say their minister said that was done away with the disciples. But Jesus told the disciples, after I leave you, you're going to have to fast and pray. That's what I read in my Bible. I don't know what kind of Bible they're reading. Because they didn't need to fast and pray while Jesus was there. Because the power was walking right there with him. He said, when I leave, you're going to have to pray and fast. But there are some people, teachers, that you don't have to fast and pray anymore. That was done away with the disciples. And I don't know what Bible they're reading, but that's what they say. But this is the word of God. Stubborn spirit and a spirit of affliction, the spirit of God, fasting and praying, bring that spirit in submission and stop the circulation and stop that spirit from rotating and spreading and scattering. And from going around in circles, that spirit comes to bring difficulties and things in your life be under the spirit of affliction. And there are so many people are under it. Or the devil's waiting to put you up under it. Because the word of God said he'll leave and he'll come back. But all the spirit of God, when people are praying and fasting, the Spirit of God put like an alarm down inside of them, a radar. It's time to pray. It's time to fast. It's time to pray. It's time to fast. And he'll just take away that desire to eat from you. He'll just take it, your appetite. It was just that craving. He was subdued. Because it's time to seek him. Because the prince of the air is ready to circulate. He's ready to rotate. He's ready to go in circle and cause some damage, to cause affliction, because he's a stubborn spirit. And only one could deliver Israel from that stubborn spirit that brought forth affliction was the power of God. Israel couldn't deliver themselves. The power of God delivered Israel from Pharaoh. Because Satan was using that man to afflict them with all kinds of torment and cruelty. And Satan has not stopped. He's using different things to do the same thing that he did way back there in Egypt. Different people, different things. Same spirit. Hasn't changed. Same spirit. Different methods. Same spirit. It's time for the saints to waken up now as never before. That's why Moses was so sold out to the Lord. And he said in the word of God, he'd rather suffer with his people than enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season. Sin is enjoyable for a season. It is short live. The Bible says after you suffer a while, suffering is for a while in Jesus' name, he said he will sell you, establish you. Sin is for a moment of pleasure. But when you sell out to the Holy Spirit, Spirit of God will establish, sell, and strengthen you. And we need that as never before in this closing hour, in the time we're living in. Gas is out of control. Food is out of control. Everything is out of control. But the Lord is faithful to his people. He always have a way of escape for his people. He said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed beg bread. God is faithful all the time to his people, saints of God. And I'm praying worldwide for people that's going through affliction, with stubborn spirit, that has their lives held up, that the Spirit of God go into places and uproot those things that have their lives in the wrong place of where it's frustrated. Only one can uproot evil is in people's lives is God, and plant good is God. And frustrate every plan that Satan has planted is God. Only one can do that is God. It's time to seek the Lord as never before, to be persistent in seeking the Lord, to be persistent that the Lord come against setback and hardships and constant failure. Because it's from the devil. He's circulating this in this hour as never before. All kinds of diseases, from one disease to another, it's just spreading as never before. Because it is a spirit of affliction that brings ailment and illness and calamities and disorder and mental breakdowns and misfortunes and plagues and bad break. I can go on and on and on and on and on. It's from the prince of the air. But God is a God that is able to arrest that spirit. The more we seek him, the word of God said, the more we shall find him. When we seek him with our heart, thanks to God. I'm not talking about seek him, we get a deliverance, and then we stop seeking him. You know, like so many people does that. They are faithful while they're going through the fire. Then after they get a deliverance, they're missing in action. They stop seeking him. It's temporary. They stop seeking him. They're missing in action. They got to tend to their business. They got things to do. They got places to go. I'll check you out later. You think that's pleasing to the Lord? It's not pleasing to the Lord. It's not a spirit of gratitude or thanksgiving to God. We must remember how God brought us out of the hard time and to seek him continuously all the days of our lives, because we're going to need him all the days of our lives. And it's that time to seek him as never before. Why? Because he said he gave his disciple power and authority to tread on serpents and scorpions over the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by enemy hurt you. But you got to be a true disciple. You have to be a true disciple because the enemy ain't going to come. But he said, I give you power to thread on serpents and scorpion over the power of the enemy. The enemy came against me today because I've been continually fasting, and that spirit came, and the Holy Ghost said, rebuke him and cast him out in my name. Cast that devil out in my name. Come against that devil in my name. Come against him through the blood. Come against him through my word. I cast out spirits in my name. That's what he said. He began to tell me to thread him in my name, arrest him in my name, dethrone him in my name, cause him to be thrown overboard in my name, overthrow him in my name, dethrone him in my name. It was his name. And when I got off my knees, that spirit was gone. Because it was his name. He trembled at the name of Jesus. He bowed at the name of Jesus. He had to stop circulating because their power is power in the name of Jesus. It's authority in the name of Jesus. It's freedom in the name of Jesus. Why? Because if the Spirit of God dwells in you, the enemy can't destroy that temple. When he dwells in you, he can't destroy that temple. The word of God said, no, you're not a temple of God dwells in you. If that temple dwells in you, Satan can't destroy that temple. Why? Because the Holy Ghost lives inside of you. We need the Holy Ghost to dwell and live and take control over this body as never before. I'm not talking about a building. We are the temple of God, and he needs to dwell in us as never before. I'm not talking about bricks and borders. I'm talking about the Spirit of the Holy Ghost to live and dwell inside of this temple 24 hours. Nothing else but the power of God should dwell in our body. Nothing else should have full course in this body but the blood of Jesus and his spirit only. And when you call on him, he's going to answer. When you call on him, he's going to show up because he lives within you. And only God can stop the rotating of Satan because he's moving about to and fro. Seeking whom he can devour. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight? Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father Jesus, for this word to circulate and stop the influence of Satan. Father, I thank you tonight. There's a spirit been sent out by the enemy because he's the prince of the air. Until you return, God, your word says he is the prince of the air. So he's circulating continuously. He's on the move in every area, in every system, because your word says he's the prince of the air. He's rotating, but seems like so many people are asleep. That spirit is scattering, going around in circles. Moving, a stubborn spirit, a spirit of affliction, God, that's battering your people, God. When you're saying, seek me, but God, I thank you tonight. There are those that's going to seek you, God. And when they seek you, God, you're going to come against calamity, which is nothing but affliction. You're going to come against misfortune, which is, again, affliction and illness and all illness and disorder trying to break their bodies down. Things that's tormenting their lives and causing all kind of hardship and breakdown and lack and causing things to be in such disorder, causing financial problems, God, where they can't seem to get out of a place, God, where they are moving to a higher height, into a deeper depth. They're like rooted in a system, God, that the enemy has them rooted in, God. They're rooted in that place. And only the Lord can uproot evil. That place that Satan has planted, only God can uproot that plant and cause them to come in a place of increase. Because, God, you can shake the devil. You can shake his foundation. What he won't yield, you can make that spirit yield. Because you say knees will bow and tongue will confess that you're Lord. And at the name of Jesus, you say devil's trembles at that mighty name. And so, God, I pray for worldwide. The people, God, in Europe and Africa and in Belize, where I'm from, that the Spirit of God will move supernaturally, God, and come against all the stubborn and affliction that the people of God is going through, that you will supernaturally, Fathership, Father, move against hardship and setback, against the failures, God, the things that's causing the persistency, God, of constant things that are going on and on and on. I ask for mercy tonight in Jesus' name for those seekers tonight, God, that those satanic circulation that's causing your people to be helpless, God, that they begin to submit and say, I'm going to become a seeker of the Most High God before the devil knock on my door. I'm going to unload and reload and seek the face of God. So these things that Satan is planning against me, that the plans be stopped by the Holy Spirit. And God, I thank you tonight that the Spirit of God do the supernatural by faith and anoint our shed-in in Jesus' name. And those that show up, God, those affliction, those stubborn problems, God, come in submission to the Holy Ghost, that the Spirit of God do what they cannot do, because we are helpless without the Holy Ghost. And I thank you for it by faith in Jesus' name. We'll be online tomorrow at 8 p.m. God bless you.
God bless you, and thank you for listening. Pastor Beatrice Smith and the Full Gospel House of Prayer family would like to thank you for turning us on tonight. Listen every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific time and 9 p.m. Eastern time, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Full Gospel House of Prayer. Send in your prayer requests at fghprayer@yahoo.com or give them a call, area code 515-602-9797. That's every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern. The Full Gospel House of Prayer, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for listening.